Blog Talk Radio.
Well, back again, Gosh Talk Radio, every Monday, 5:30 to 6. We're thinking about moving to another same day, but maybe another time slot, like prime time. Get my voice out there, get it heard more. We're going coast to coast now, and we're better than most. When I get on this prime time, look out. First, I want to have a little shout out to the Edgington Group, a team serving you in real estate needs in Manatee and Sarasota County in Florida. Berkshire Hathaway. That's Linda Peaches Herman and Pam Wonder Woman Edgington. Ever since I've been advertising for these two, let me put it to you this way. Business is booming. That's right. On the island, serving your needs. Give these two dynamic duos a call. Okay, let's get to the sports. We got the Buccos surging. I think this, let's see, 3 in Frisco, 3 in San Diego, 6 games. They're going to win, my opinion, 5 out of 6. Yeah, that's my opinion. You can't be losing to 3 games out here with these bad teams, 3 or 4 games. And hopefully, the Cubs lose. They've been on a surge. I think Milwaukee's starting to fall, free fall. And will the Buccos go out and get anyone to help this team? Will Nutting spend the money? Call me about that. See what you. I want to see what you think. Number's 516-666-9990. Will Nutting spend the money? Well, last week I was talking about, let's see, football being so close, camp coming, Steelers are going to report Thursday or Friday, I think it's Friday. I see Ezekiel Elliott for the Cowboys, he's in trouble. And they got a wide receiver down there, he's in trouble. And Jerry says they got a very, or the coach Jason, what's his name? I don't remember his name. He says they got a very reputable team down there. They got some real gems down there, I'll tell you. But I do think they're going to win this NFC this year. I do think that. I think it's going to be a shootout between AFC, four teams. Put KC in there, Steelers, New England, naturally. And there's going to be a sleeper, Oakland. Maybe they're not sleepers anymore. Yeah. They got David Carr's a real deal. This kid's coming, man. They got a nice team out there. Real nice team. Well, we'll see what happens. But still waiting for Floyd to get here. He hasn't showed up yet. I'm sure he's pulling his late stunt because he has to eat supper first to bring it to the station here. So we're waiting for him. So with the Steelers reporting, they're wondering if Bell's going to report. Well, he has to report. He hasn't signed his tender yet. His franchise tag, he hasn't signed that. He will, but he ain't going to get paid. $12 million a year, pretty nice change, wouldn't you say, for a running back? 1 year, $12 million, not bad, huh? I heard what Steelers, I don't know if it's true, they offered him more, they offered him this or that. I can't really say for sure, but I wouldn't go more than 3 years on this guy. I'll tell you that right now with his history. He's a lot of injuries and a lot of suspensions here. So, tread lightly. And running backs, not really that important in the league, but this guy, he catches passes, man. You can use this guy as a wideout. That's how important he is. That's how much he means to the Steelers. He can do everything. Guy's versatile, but you got to wait and wonder if he's going to get hurt or if he's going to get suspended or, you know, his past. That's what he's done. So we'll wait and see. Well, give us a call, 516-666-9990. Back to the Bucks. They're shooting Cole tonight against Kane. Cole last time at COLE, he had a nice outing, real good outing. And they need one from him tonight. Because remember, Frisco swept them last time they were in PNC Park. And they are bad. So you need a big-time start from Cole. So Nova, I expressed last year, I didn't really like Nova. I didn't like that sign. I know he's won 10 games and everything, but I really, really didn't care for that signing. Well, he's proven me wrong so far, but the last couple outings, he's their worst pitcher. He's been getting rocked. I don't know what's wrong with him. Is he true ability showing? He didn't show me much last year, I tell you the truth. I don't know why they signed him, but so far this year he's been good, but last couple outings he's been terrible. So, but they need a big game from Cole tonight, and they need to start hitting with men on base. Man, this base is loaded stuff and not getting a runner in, or it's killing them over and over. Will they make a deal? Will they bring somebody up? Will they make a trade? Will Nutting spend the money? I doubt it. So the other day he was thought, well, we're going to, tread lightly here, and we'll make a deal if we see one, if not to, hinder us in the future. Well, that means, to me, I doubt it, and we're not going to trade anybody unless we can save some money. They're in business to make money. They're not in business to win, like I said before. If they win, fine. If they lose, let's make some money. That's all it is to them. It's not about winning. And they're losing people. They're losing fans. I think there's 300,000 less attendance than there was at this time last year. Not good for the Buccos. And believe me, if they trade McCutchen or Harrison, it's going to be brutal. Brutal. So if I was Nutting for business, I'd go make a deal. Act like you want to win. At least act like it. Don't act like you don't care what you have. You know the Cubs are going to make a deal. They're going to make a few deals. They want to win another series. Pirates, they want to be competitive. They don't want to win. They don't care. What you have down there is a guy that's more interested in Seven Springs than he is in his baseball team. In the last homestand, I looked around. It looked like a Cannonsburg baseball game with Little League. A lot of empty seats. A lot of people yapping, not concerned. A lot of disgruntled people. But they did sweep Milwaukee, and you would have thought they'd have got a ton of people down there. You'd have thought that series meant a lot. You'd have thought they'd pack that place in. You know what? 18,000. 19,000. That's it. Oh, here comes Floyd now. By the time you showed up,
I got into some traffic down in Washington getting that fat sandwich down there.
Traffic in Washington?
Yeah, not by the Meadows.
Yeah, I know where it's at, for Manny's.
A lot of traffic down there. A lot of people going to the Meadows. I got caught up in that down there.
Well, get on the desk and get some. We got calls coming in. We got 500 calls at least.
Don't wait. Give me some time. Get me on.
Give you time. You're 20 minutes late now.
Well, you're trying pretty hard bargain here, buddy. I'll tell you. You're lucky I even showed up.
You're lucky I don't kick you in the ass out the door. I'll get going. Get on the goddamn phone book. Go on the phones. Let me take a phone call here. We got a phone call. Let's see. Hey, you're in Gostop.
Yo, Gosman, how you doing?
Hey, you're on Gostop. What's up? This Will Dog from Columbus.
No, Will Dog from Columbus over here. I'll tell you what, it's a I got to tell you, the Buccos, they let one slip last night. They got, 13-3 or something?
Yeah, they let two slip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I got to tell you what, guys, they're still in it. They're still in it. They got their three games out, which is shocking. They're 49-50. Cubs are in first right now, 51-46. Milwaukee's in second, 53-48. So, I mean, it's you know, I heard you talking about the attendance. Doesn't surprise me either. You know, they've done nothing to bolster the club. Apparently, the rumor mill right now circling around Pittsburgh is Huntington's looking for an outfielder.
Wow. Yeah. Well, he beat Blanco.
Blanco pulled his
hamstring.
Blanco on the DL. Marte not able to participate in the postseason if they get there. And they got no interest as of yet, but there's Jay Bruce and there's Curtis Granderson on the market right now.
Well, between them two, who would you take? I'm not too thrilled over either.
Between me
maybe,
and you?
Maybe Granderson? Huh?
I gotta tell you, Gosman, between me, you, and the post over there, I'd see if we could get President Trump out there. To be honest with, according to Scaramucci, this guy can throw a spiral through a small tire and hit free throws with a top coat on in Madison Square Garden. I mean, I gotta tell you, this guy could be incredible out in the outfield with a bat and gold glove and you know.
Yeah, I heard Scaramucci the other day. There's not much Trump can't do. Yeah. He loves him, he said. Loves the guy. Just loves him. 3 months ago, he was kicking him out the door, calling him a hack and everything else.
But now I'm a little upset because I got to tell you, it sounds like he's a hell of an athlete. We could use him out here in Pittsburgh. So.
Sure, sure. I bet he can run the bases, too.
I heard he can hit like Mantle. He can run like Mays, you know.
Well, there's nothing the guy can't do. Just ask him. And guess what?
I'll tell you though, Gosman.
He can bullshit better than and lie better than anybody too.
I'll tell you what, Gosman. I got to tell you, it would be a. I'd love to see a guy like Granderson in the outfield. You know, I think he's been a pretty good ball player over the years. But I don't think it'll happen. I don't think these guys are going to make a trade. My personal opinion, I don't think they're going to do anything to bolster this club at the deadline, which is coming up very, very, very soon.
Well, here's my opinion on that. They're going to go out. They might get an outfielder, but it's some low-rent, third-rate stiff that's probably ready to hang the cleats up. And they'll say, look, we got Joe Caramucci coming in, okay? So I don't think he'll have any impact. I think he'll be a stiff. It's not going to be a big deal, believe me. And they're going to put a patch on a tire that's blowed from Monday to Tuesday. It's how bad it is.
Oh,
they'll try to put a patch on it, and that's
In the other rumor mill, what I heard is they're trying to cut a deal right now with Chipper Jones, get him back on third. And Mariano Rivera from the Yankees are trying to get him back to reliever, man. So
I heard they're trying to get Liriano back.
Are they really? Oh.
Yeah. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Terrible. And you know what?
I don't think this guy's going to – he's going to put crap out there is what he's going to do.
Ah, guaranteed.
He's going to put – here's what he's going to do. Here's what he's going to do. He's going to give the fans chicken shit, okay, and convince them it's chicken salad.
Well, I got to tell you, Gosman, I got to tell you, I was listening to the show before I called in. I heard you commenting on the attendance, and it sounds like the people of Pittsburgh are starting to wise up to the old okie doke down there. You know, you got a big series like the Brewers first place team. They're coming in. This is pivotal. This is a pivotal series. You even said it last. They got to take four. They got to take three out of four to move forward. And they swept them. And the stands look like, you know, it's a little league game down there.
It was bad. They said there was like 18,000, 19,000. I don't believe it.
Oh, man.
I don't
man.
Believe it. People rising up to this crap. Hey, where do they come home and their tail's tucked between their legs? They lose 6 out of 9 on the road here.
Oh,
well, wait and see.
I got to tell you.
My opinion,
you know,
they've got to be top dollar tonight. They're going to win tonight. They're going to beat San Francisco tonight.
Well, let me tell you something, guys. If there's anything that's redeeming here, you know, Colorado, first place team, they're playing great ball. You're in their home, you know, their home stadium. You know, they definitely got lift out there. So to take one of three, I give you that. But San Francisco, there's no excuse. You got to win that series. You got to win that series.
You got to win San Diego, too. They stink.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrible. Yeah, you got to win that series.
Exactly. You got to come back. And what are they playing, 6 games total?
Yeah.
Yeah, they play 6 games. You got to be 4-2 on the road right there to stay in it. To stay in, you're going to hope.
Oh, they're playing nine. They're playing nine games.
Oh, nine.
It's a nine-game away stand. You got to win at least six.
Exactly. And, you know, the Cubs are coming on strong now, man. They swept St. Louis.
I heard they're making a pitch for Sonny Gray.
Oh, yeah. Oh, these guys are going to repeat. There's no doubt. I mean, their mindset is forget tomorrow, forget 5 years from now. We want to go back and repeat this year, which I think is the right way. That's a winner's mentality, you know.
Sure. You don't know what's going to happen next year. You don't know who's going to get hurt or whatever. Bang, bang. Hey, give me the series ring now.
You and I both know, because we talked about it, I don't know, until we were blue in the face. Pedro Alvarez, number one draft pick, complete and utter bust. B-U-S-T, bust. Busted out of the league. So you can't rely on these draft picks coming up to bolster your team. If you got an semblance of a chance to get out there and get to the series, you got to take it. There's too many variables in this game. You got to go for it.
I agree 100%. But they don't do that. They only think of, well, let's see, who do they want? Unless they're going to get rid of money, they keep these prospects, okay? If they can get rid of a prospect and save money, they'll do it.
Yeah. Okay.
If they have to get rid of a prospect for talent, they're not going to do it because you know why? Because that means money.
Exactly.
If they're going to get rid of a prospect, you know, for another deal, like Liriano, they threw in two prospects and Liriano to save money.
Well,
they're not going to throw in two prospects to bring a better guy in here to make money, to make this team better because he's going to want money. They ain't going to do that.
Very true. And I got to tell you, Gosman, I got to go back and read that article because it may have said Huntington is shopping his outfielder, not actually shopping for one. So
I wouldn't doubt that at all. I heard Harrison's on the block. They'd like to get rid of McCutchen, but they know it's going to be a PR nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
So look for him to go in the offseason. But they definitely want to get rid of McCutcheon. That's a definite, because they're going to pay him $14 million next year and Harrison $10 million next year. That's $24 million for two guys. That means six sleds up at Seven Springs, one chalet, and three ski lifts. Okay? So that's where we stand is now. They're going to make money next year. McCutcheon gets a big raise, so does Harrison. And I heard Harrison is definitely on a block.
I'll tell you
McCutcheon
what, guys,
will
man.
Be.
Just,
go ahead.
Between me and you, because I love the – you know, McCutcheon, I think he'll be one of my favorite players. What I think about him. He's just a stand-up guy, great guy. But I got to tell you, that's
one hell of an experiment. Well, you actually called him resurged. You actually called that.
Yep. Said at the beginning of the year. And I got to tell you, I think the experiment that I would love to see is for these idiots to offload them and then to see how many people actually show up. I would love to see that. I bet you the attendance would be down into the thousands. If that.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it either. Wouldn't doubt it. But you still got these people that will believe anything you're told, you know, like certain voters out there, you know. They believe anything.
Yep.
You tell them the moon's made of blue cheese or peanut butter, they believe you.
Now, guys, I got to tell you, since this is a sports show, we talk about all sports. You know, these media executives know this. Don't think that this was a mistake to do Phelps versus Shark when these people actually thought he was going to be swimming side by side a great white shark. And people were upset on social media that he wasn't swimming next to a great white shark. So these executives, they know the type of people that are out there. Absolutely, 100%. You throw something out there like that, it's a whole bait and hook 'em. You know, perfect example, Mayweather versus McGregor. That's another one. They know these people; they'll fall for anything.
Well, what do you think? Duck Dynasty was number one for all these years.
True. True.
The American public has been so dumbed down in the last 25, 30 years. It's funny. I mean, I'm no genius, but compared to some of these people, I'm Einstein.
I couldn't believe that these simpletons thought that they were going to put the best, hands down, gold medalist Olympic swimmer that the United States has produced ever. In an ocean, in a free ocean, with a great white shark to race.
What's that, Floyd? What if Floyd wants to say?
Yeah, but not for me. He's like, give him a $5 bill for a sandwich, you dumb clerk. Give me $6 back in change.
I don't know. You know what he said?
That sounds about right.
You
gave him clerk $5, he gave him $6. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gave him $6 back in change. You're probably right out of one of our great universities.
Well, you had a Penn State shirt on, I don't know.
I don't got that either. Oh, shit. Unbelievable, you people, I tell you. Yeah.
There it is,
unbelievable. Well, Will Dog, I'm kicking around going to another time slot. I don't know if I will or not. I don't know. I'm going to ask the callers what they think. We're going to take a poll and see if I should move up 6 o'clock or go to 7 or whatnot.
I'll tell you what, guys. My personal opinion, because we're going to be heating up. As you know, and here's my opinion. You Steelers want to sign this deal with Le'Veon, right? Because Antonio Brown's on him now. He's trying to nudge him, you know, to get to move forward. You got the Martavis Bryant coming back. I'll tell you what. I'd sweeten the deal, offer him up a season's worth of weed. We're all good. No drug tests. Let's move forward.
What do you think me moving up in the time slot? Gos Talk Radio.
I'll tell you what, I think it's a smart move. I think, well, you know, all seriousness aside, want to see Bell back, but here's the deal. we got a I think, you know, with the football season heating up, you got college football coming, you got the NFL coming, you're winding down the baseball season, things are going to start to get seriously competitive. Gosman, I'm thinking you should go on 6, 7 o'clock, 3 days a week. That's what I'm saying. I know Floyd ain't going to like it because he's lazy. He's lazy.
I know.
But.
Yeah.
That means I'll get a raise.
I don't know about that, Floyd.
3 days a week, you think I'm going to work for nothing?
You better.
I'll tell you what, Don.
You don't want to push out the door. I know you like Permane sandwich. So what you make here, that's what you buy. Buy them Permane.
Tell this, Gosman. Tell Floyd I'll throw in a Permane sandwich and two Iron Cities every day works.
You hear that, Floyd?
I'm going to see it and believe it, Will Don.
He's dotting your word like Merv did. You hushed Merv up.
Hey.
You kept him off the air, boy. Where's Merv?
Yeah.
Boy, you shut him up.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I'll tell you what. Merv is – he's – if I know Merv, which I think I do, my man is making Kentucky Mules with that bourbon I got him and that awesome ginger beer, Captain Willie's. I got to say, guy's probably in seventh heaven.
Yeah, well – he hasn't called. I don't think he's calling. Maybe he's under the run, on the run now.
Listen,
yeah.
You don't call out the dog if you can't take the bite. That's what they told me down in Kentucky.
That's the truth, brother. That's the truth. You don't call the dog out. You don't call the dog out, brother. Bird is a no-show tonight. Wow. I wonder where Merv is. I'll tell you, he's been beating you up for 2 years.
I know.
I don't hear a word.
Hey, I'll tell you what, guys, man, there's no such thing as global warming, and this is probably the first day anybody could take a walk outside because it's bearable.
I tell you what, it's been humid. Will dog, humid. You guys should be going to the pool diner.
I'm telling you, but before you close out the show, guys, man, and thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. I know you know, we don't get to do this very often. I know you got a bunch of people probably all pissed off because they wouldn't get in. You and I had some things to talk about, but I want to tell you, I love you. I love the show. I once watched you sink a 3-foot putt. I once watched you throw a 100-yard touchdown. I'm loyal. I want to see this show continue. I want to see this show. I love you to death. I love Floyd. I want to see it continue. I'm here for you.
Wow. Hear that, Floyd?
He sounds like a Scaramucci guy.
Yes, he does. I demand loyalty. A little dog, we got about a minute left of the show, and thanks for calling. And I hear from Merv. I'm going to let him have it, brother.
Hey, you better. Thank you, guys, man.
Yes, I will. All right, there goes the little dog. And that's the little dog. He's I was live from Columbus. Yep, we got about a minute left, and I am mad because I couldn't get everybody in. I haven't talked to the Will Dog for a while, so I had to get him in. And those people that are holding on, tell you I'm going big. I'm going maybe 3 days a week, 7 o'clock time slot, Monday, Wednesday, Friday possibly. Yeah.
You better pay me more, I'll tell you that.
Oh, shut up, Floyd. You know you're going to make money. We're going viral, brother. This thing is going big.
Yeah, I heard that before. I've been hearing that for about a year.
You keep hanging in there, brother. You'll be like like Trump, and you'll be like Scaramucci over there. Believe me. Well, it was a big show tonight. 10 seconds left, and I'm signing off. And see you next Monday, 5:30 to 6, God's Talk Radio.